Our first group is an hour speech on deal or no deal. Are commercial real estate transactions getting done in today's market? And that's what I read in the papers is a good question. And if they are, how are they getting done? And so we have three speakers, a panel on this. We've got Conrad Bernard with Boyd Commercial, Jeff Peden with Transwestern, and Michelle Wogan. Is it Wogan?
Yes, sir.
All right. Also with Transwestern. Their bios are in the online materials or will be in the books. They're all very qualified speakers, and I'm looking forward to hearing what they have to say about commercial real estate transactions and their activity. So, any event, I'll turn it over to them. Thank you very much.
I'm serving my cohorts, first of all, guys, with some water, so we might get a little choked up about real estate up here, so good morning, God, I'm short, but I feel shorter today. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for being here. I'm Michelle Wogan with Transwestern, and I am going to speak a bit about a very exciting topic, office space. It's been super fun for me for the last 3 years, let me tell you. But at the end of the day, recently, we have seen, can y'all hear me? Okay. We have seen activity. Yay. And let's see.
You need to stand up.
Oh, I'll stand up here. Okay. Let's see. Down.
Clicker.
Oh, clicker's good. Clicker's good. Okay. That's who we are right there. You've got all this in your packets. So are real estate transactions getting done, and are they getting done in office? Well, you can't really see that very good. I'm sorry. But I will tell you that they are getting done, and most of the transactions that we've seen recently have been in the energy corridor. Those are transactions of size. So what we're seeing is companies like Apache downsizing in half, Lyondell, Fluor downsizing. Everybody's downsizing and consolidating. So and they've finally made a decision to figure out what is their placemaking and how are they going to build their new office and how many people are going to come in and if there's hoteling. So the whole platform has changed, and these companies are allowing flexible work schedules. Most of them are these days. And the good news is on Fluor, they gave up 1 million square feet, but that's going to come out of our numbers because it's going to turn into a mixed-use development instead of a vacant office building, which we don't need any more vacant office space in Houston. So then we go to net absorption. And so second quarter, we saw a huge upswing in net absorption, but as we hit the third quarter, there's a slowdown. So we had a surge of activity in the second quarter of 2023, and the market is just slowing down a little bit, and there's still activity, and it will continue. You'll continue to see the downsizing consolidation of all these companies. So is it a tenant market? Absolutely. Do landlords have to spend a lot of money and give a lot of free rent to make a deal? Unfortunately, yes. Their payback periods are 5 to 7 years. So as you might have seen, the capital markets have changed, and a lot of landlords out there are struggling because they have loans coming due and they may not be able to keep their building because their mortgage payment, their payments are going to double or triple. So we don't see light at the end of the tunnel yet. Hopefully one day we will, but we are going to tenants are going to have to do their due diligence on landlords to make sure that they can take care of the building, pay TIs, pay commissions, those kind of things. So net absorption, vacancy, availability, and rents. So you'll see the yellow line is direct space.